Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, I'm Erwin Sandak. I live at 192 Schultz Lane. I received your advertisement, and I'm going to get some information as to when this service will be available at my address.
And can I have your name once more, please? I do apologize.
Erwin Sandak, S-A-N-D-A-K. 192 Schultz Lane, Kingston.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. And do you know if you've already signed up with us, or are we looking to sign up?
No, I'm not signed up. I just got your circular, and I just wanted to get some additional information.
Absolutely. And you said Schultz Lane in Kingston, correct?
I'm in Kingston, yeah, correct.
Yep. Perfect.
Well, I'm not in Kingston. I'm outside of Kingston, but it's a Kingston postal.
It's Kingston, yeah, that's fine. All right, and I've got it here. And I do see that our in-service date for that address would be the end of November. Did you want to go ahead and sign up now, or we can get it started? And when it gets closer to that date, we can call you for scheduling.
But what would they do? Have to come in and bring me in new equipment, and then I remove my old equipment?
Yes. So what would happen with the install appointment is that when it's time for your install appointment, what will happen is a couple days before, we will install what's called a drop cable, which is the fiber cable that connects from the street to your home. We also run new fiber into the house on the date of install. And you won't have to cancel your service just yet with your current provider, seeing as it's probably coaxial and not fiber. Those are two very completely different cables. So you'll stay connected even during the install. And then once the install is complete, that's when you can cancel with your current provider.
Okay. Now, the next thing is, it says up to 1,000 megabytes.
Per second.
Is that the price for the megabyte, $69.99 a month?
Yes. So you would, for the 1 gig plan, which is 1,000 megabytes per second, we're not talking about an allotment of megabytes. We're talking about the speed at which you will be able to use the internet.
I'm talking to somebody who doesn't know anything about this.
That's okay. That's where I come in and I can help explain. So have you ever experienced it where, like, you're trying to watch something and it just freezes and kind of just starts spinning with a circle to reload?
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah, so that means that you've got the lower megabyte per second. And at that point, sometimes it just takes longer for those downloads or the streaming or even the uploads at that point. With 1,000 megabytes per second, if depending on what you're using the internet for, it will go much faster and you won't experience those, what we call rebuffering.
Right. Okay. Now, that is there any other price, or that's the standard price for everything?
So that is the standard price for the internet, because we do offer internet. We also offer home phone for
$24.99. Oh, so wait a second. How does my phone, I have phone service now. It's wired. Would that be affected by changing?
No, not at all. So you would just plug in your phone base, depending on whether you've got the home phone that has like the portable home phones, or if it's completely wired. You would just plug it into the back of the modem.
Okay, so that's included.
The tech will take care of that if you go for home phone service. So it would be, if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and have it automatically paid every month, and you sign up for paperless billing, which means that you'll receive your invoices via internet, at that point, that's where you would get that $69.99 price. If you don't want to go that route, the regular price is $79.99. Again, it's not terribly expensive compared to what I paid for a cable for the 1 gig plan. But again, you know, it's a decent price. And if you wanted to get that extra $10 savings, you can sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
Yeah, that's not an issue. Okay. I just want to make sure. All right, look, I think I'm going to do this, but Do I have to do this right now, or can I wait?
No, you can wait. You can think it over. You can speak with family members if you want to involve them. I mean, there's...
I want to get it. Now, this will cover all my TVs in the house and all of that, right?
Yes, so it'll cover the internet connection to the TVs. However, it's not a cable box, so you wouldn't be receiving, live TV channels.
I'm getting everything now off the internet. I don't have any cable boxes.
Oh, okay. Yep, nope. So that would definitely... We provide the modem and the router, so you would be able to connect your TVs to the router.
Everything would be more or less the same, except I'd have better service. You say it's going to be the end of November?
Yes, we're looking at around the 26th.
Okay, so I could sign up sometime around the 1st of November.
Yeah, absolutely, just to make sure that we have that all set and everything. And then also...
I will call you because I do want to change.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And I should also let you know that the $69.99 price is valid for 2 years. There's no contract. So even if you wanted to cancel, we wouldn't charge you any cancellation fees or anything like that. And the price also includes all the equipment and taxes and fees.
Okay, so everything's included. And if something goes wrong, naturally you have service.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And if ever you do need to troubleshoot, you can always give us a call. We'll be more than happy to walk through the troubleshooting processes.
Okay.
And then if we can't do it over the phone, we'll send a tech out to you.
Okay. All right. It sounds like a plan.
Let me give you the full price for the home phone if you're planning on going for that.
Hold a minute. I have my cell phone, which I'm talking on.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have 4 phones hooked up in my house that are working. Now, if we change systems, they won't work anymore?
So we would have to port if you wanted to keep your number, which essentially we do on the back end where we contact the one company and be like, okay, hey, we need this number to be ported over to us. We're taking control of it so that way you can continue to keep your phone number. So if you wanted to keep your home phone, definitely during sign up, let us know that you're planning for going for home phone and that you want to keep your number.
When you say going for home phone, what does that mean?
Meaning if you wanted to sign up for not only internet, but the home phone service as well.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. What I have now is home phone service.
Yes.
It's included with what I have. I'm not paying for it. The only thing I pay for is, I think it's $6 a month for taxes. I have one. I have UMA.
Oh, okay. Then, then that should be fine. If it's not through your current cable provider, then you should be fine.
I don't know if it is or it isn't. I don't think they're not charging me anything. I pay them $79.99 a month. Spectrum, you know that.
Yes.
So that's what.
Yeah.
I
so
have.
If your home phone service isn't through Spectrum, then don't worry about it. We don't need to sign you up for the home phone service. If your phone service is through Spectrum, then, however, it might go through the internet. Which, if you cancel the internet service over there, you would essentially not be able to continue using your phone. So that's why I was kind of thinking that maybe your home phone service was through your current cable provider. So, but if it's not, if it's a separate entity, then that's perfect. You can continue using your home phone as it is.
The worst case scenario, I can do away with my home phone. It's not that critical. I just have it hot. It's easy because I have 5 extensions. I don't have to run to another room to pick it up.
That's true. I mean, I use my cell phone because, let's put it this way. My kids kind of got obsessed over the home phone, and my one son accidentally almost called 911. Thankfully, he didn't hit send, but, he almost did. That was enough for me to unplug the phone altogether.
If I call 911, it's for an ambulance. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, my kids didn't know any better, so.
Yeah, well, kids are kids. Hey, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay.
I did away with the issue, and they were no longer able to touch the phone.
Okay. Go. All right. So anyhow, I'll be back in touch around the 1st of November, and then we can set up the appointment when they can come and do this switch it around.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We look forward to it. Absolutely.
Okay. Good enough. So then at that point, I'll call.
Okay. You got it. Thanks so much, Sherwin.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling Arch Top Viper, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day if you have no further questions.
You're the same. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.